Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to Angel Antics here on Sacred Embers Network. I am so honored that you are all here today. I've got a long list of callers, and I must apologize for being late today, but it was all I could do to get back and get the studio open and get things going. So I am here. Again, I want to apologize for being a little bit late. So excited. We have a huge list of callers today, so we will try to get through as many of them as we can. And right now you are listening to Eileen Powers, and I am here today with my beautiful and magnificently brilliant co-host, DC Love. Hi, DC. How are you? Uh-oh. I've got her speaker open, but I'm not hearing her.
Hello, hello, Eileen. Good afternoon.
Hi, there you are. How are you? Welcome.
I'm here.
Sorry I'm a bit late. It was all I could do to get home, though. But that's okay. So things went well. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I want to start off. I have a cute little angel prayer that I found. It's
awesome.
Written by Julie Geigel. And it's entitled Breaking Through Illusions That Keep You Small.
Who was it written by again? You were cutting
off. It's written by Julie Geigel. It's entitled Breaking Through Illusions That Keep You Small. Okay? So it starts off.
All right.
Archangel Metatron, I call on you now to help me align with my inner truth. Help me to call in the angels and follow my divine guidance. I cast out all negative thoughts and break through the illusions created by my ego to keep me small. I step into this knowingness and allow the magnificence that I am to flow into and through my veins, replacing all illusions and negative thought projections with the purity and love from my soul. As I align with God's will in my life, I am shown the way, and where there is no way, miracles unfold and the path is revealed. Illusions that served me once are now disintegrating and fading from my sight. My essence is as pure and sacred as a newborn child. And as I tap into this truth, there is nothing that I cannot do, or have. Okay, you got to hold on for a second, Eileen. My computer is going crazy here.
Uh-oh.
Okay. 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 I just lost my whole computer. It went on me. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Only love exists now. Okay, here it is. Only love exists now. Only love. Thank you, Archangel Metatron, for helping me to remember who I am and why I came here. By the grace of God, it is so. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so it is. And that's our little prayer that, you know, we really have to, you know, just break out of that illusion that we all at times have, you know, because we are so much more, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just so...
You know,
Yes. Go
ahead, me too. I am so blessed and so lucky. And it gives me the opportunity to connect with so many beautiful people all over the world. And... yeah, I just can't believe how blessed I am. Just lucky that I was given a gift to do this work where I am able to connect with others and hopefully help them out too. I did want to say, though, you know, a lot of people are like, who is Metatron? Archangel Metatron? From the Old Testament, what we call Archangel Metatron was actually the person in the Old Testament known as Enoch. So if you want to know who he is, look up Enoch, and he goes by, but he's known as Metatron now. Don't know why the name changed or anything else, but I do know that that's who it is, Metatron is. It was Enoch from the Old Bible. So
yes, that's
we have a huge list of callers today.
So I really think we should get going, or we're not going to get to everybody today. And I know, you know, people want, they come to us to pick up their angel messages from their guides and guardians. And so we like to try our best to go ahead and deliver as many of those messages from your angels that we can. And so, first of all, let's get everybody prepared. I want everybody to take 3 deep breaths, and I want you to drop into your heart space and open yourself up for any of the messages that you hear today, not only the ones that we're delivering for you, but the ones that we're delivering for others can also, if you resonate with the message, there may be a message in there for you also. So do not close yourself off to that. Know that you should be open to all of that. So 3 deep breaths, and then we'll get on our way. So breath number 1, breathe in for count of 4, hold for 4, and out for 4. Breath 2. And breath 3, really focus on bringing that energy into your heart space and open yourself up for your messages. All right, and here we go back to the top. I kind of went through and wrote down everybody's phone number so I know who's who and who called in when. Trying to take in order. So first caller is going to be from the 631 area code. 631,
hello.
Welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Sue. I just wonder if you were doing readings.
Yeah, we are. And you have a question for us today. It's BC Love
I
and
sure
myself,
do.
Eileen
when
Powers.
Do you see a boyfriend, a man coming into my life?
What? A new man?
Yeah.
Well, let's see what your messages have to say and see, you know, sometimes they tell us you're not quite ready. Sometimes they give us information to give you that will help ready you for that. So let's see what we've got. BC? Uh-oh. Did I lose her?
Can you hear me now, Eileen?
I think I lost.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
Okay.
Are
you there?
Yes, it's me. Is this Sue that we're talking to?
Yes.
Yes, this is Sue.
Okay. Yes.
And she
Hi,
wants to
Sue,
know
this
when she's going to get a boyfriend.
Oh, okay, because you know what? I was trying to connect, and my dog, Ginger, transitioned in July. She was with me my whole journey, and she started to come in August and do readings with me. And I was wondering why she kept saying it's raining men. So I guess she's shaking her head. She said, yes, this message, Sue, is for you. And she's saying get ready because great love is going to come your way and into your life, okay? So she wants you to get into the, you know, to the feeling of love right now, okay? And
I guess
and so. So what I'm getting is, you know, when you're happy with yourself, then you're going to see
I
that
am.
You're
I'm
romantic.
I am. I'm just meeting a bunch of people who are, like, either strange or want just one thing or put me down or, you know, I'm trying to
you
be
just
optimistic.
You've got to envision. Okay.
What?
The perfect relationship, like, the most important relationship, number one, is with yourself. It always was and it always will be. To have that, you know, that partner, to be the icing on that perfect cake
I,
that you
I
are.
I do. It's just,
okay.
You know, some people can
so
just walk
you've
down.
You've got to really love yourself, you know, and do things that bring you joy. You're going to send that beautiful vibe out there, and these wonderful men, you know, are going to come your way. But I do feel that, you know, you are going to be really happy in regard to romance, okay? So really start just, you know, have that attitude right now that, you know, because you should be really happy with yourself, and I'm getting this person is going to come in rather quickly. And as we know, via the law of attraction, you know, the universe does respond to our thoughts and our emotions. So we only want to, you know, think about what it is we're wanting, not what we're not wanting. Correct, Sue?
Yes, you're right.
Okay. And I'm getting the word soulmate, okay? And it's sort of going to be, from what I'm seeing here, a little bit of a surprise encounter, okay? And I'm getting that, you know, with this beautiful relationship, all things are possible, okay? And when I say all things are possible, it could be commitment, it could be marriage. So you've got to really, like, make sure that you're making room in your heart and you're making room in your life for that perfect person when they appear, okay? I'm getting mysterious, sexy, passionate, alluring. And, you know, that's what the angels are showing me, okay?
Oh, that's good.
And I'm getting, you know, Ginger is like, she's like holding her breath, and that to me means that this person's going to take your breath away, okay?
Yeah, because last night's date said to me, oh, you're 10 years younger. Are we going to have the same music in common? And are you going to be talking about retirement? I'm not even retiring, close to it, but that was nerve.
Well, you know what? You just, like I said, get yourself into the mode where you just, like I said, focus on you first and make sure you're making room in your life, room in your heart, and that person is coming, and it's not going to be that long off. So you just want to think, you know, envision that person, write down the qualities that you want, and,
okay,
you know, and write down, you know, the deal breakers, things that you certainly don't want, and put it out to the angels and let them help bring in that beautiful person, okay? And what I'm getting is Ginger is saying, like, you know, like sort of hide and seek. Person is like not in your, you know, not in your, like, sort of your energy yet, but they will be, okay? And there's going to be a lot of excitement. There's going to be a lot of fulfillment. So really get yourself ready, okay? And
how am I going to meet this person?
Well, I'm getting this. It might, like I said a little bit ago, it might be like a surprise encounter, okay? But don't add any fear to this. Don't add any worry. Just put out those loving thoughts about your future, and you've just got to trust that everything is, you know, is going to be fine. And it's already come your way. Envision it as it's already here, okay? And the angels are saying, Sue, that anything that you are seeking, hon, is already seeking you. So all you have to do is have faith, open your arms wide to receive, okay? And I have another question that the angels are asking. They're saying, Sue, what is it that you like to do? Do you have, like, any kind of hobbies or anything?
Not really hobbies, no.
Okay, well, I mean, what is it that, like, you know, some people crochet, they watch TV, they crochet or something, because it relieves stress and it's very relaxing. What is it that you do?
I'll crochet.
Okay. You crochet?
No.
No? I mean, what is it that you do? Do you do anything, you know, at all? Like, you know, do you have, like, favorite, you know, TV shows that you just like to sit and chill out?
I don't know. I watch TV. I like to walk when I do.
Okay, well, walking is very relaxing. That's a really good way to get rid of stress.
I went to a yoga class. I have to go to that again. I just haven't done it, but I did enjoy that.
Okay, well, yoga is, you know, that's a great thing to keep up with. Okay, and it's a good way as well to make some new friends as well, and it's going to be positive. It's going to be purposeful, and it really is going to be filled with joy. So the angels are saying, you know, I see that you're like sort of like a little bit shy when it comes to new people, so just get out there and, you know, just, you know, jump in, and you're going to see that any kind of social fears that you have come about from probably being around, like, insensitive people. And when you get here with more like-minded people, you're going to drop your guard, and it's going to be really, really wonderful. So the angels are saying, please join that class, and it's going to open new doors for you, okay?
Well,
and
I went to it. It was mostly just older women or whatever, and went to a Reiki. You really didn't talk to anybody. You just went to the class, and everybody went home.
Okay, well, maybe after you guys get to know each other, like, a little bit. But the angels are saying, you know what, an exercise program would be the way to start off this, you know, year. And like I said, it will help to increase your energy. It's going to give you more confidence, a little bit more productivity. And you're going to have good health benefits, and I see doors opening for you, hon. And that's what I have for you, and I'm going to turn you over to Eileen. And thank you so much for calling us, Sue.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, DC. That was beautiful. Okay, so what I have for you is right in line with what you're hoping for, but there's other messages in here in between, so I'm going to give it all to you. First of it focuses on you. The second part actually focuses on your question. So we're going to go for the first part first.
And that has to do with you need to communicate with vision and really be a leader with others. You actually are someone that's very, very creative is actually going to give you some advice. And you need to listen to that advice. And not listen to it with your ears, but listen to it with vision. Listen to it with your mind, because that's going to give you some creative characteristics that are going to just, you know, put you out there a little bit more. And this is going to allow you to really enjoy life's little luxuries and, you know, just really finding some time, spending a little bit of time alone with yourself in communicating with yourself, not just being alone, but communicate with yourself, really discussing with yourself what your wants are. And
I already know what my wants are. I already asked the angels and God, and I prayed, and I've written down what I wanted.
Okay, so what does your detailed list say?
A nice, caring man who wants a relationship and who is average and good and nice, financially secure and would love me, would like my son, stuff like that.
All right. And what are you offering that situation?
Same.
Because every relationship has to be in balance. If you don't have it to offer, you can't ask for it. So part of that is... All right. Well, I'm glad you're already there. That's awesome. You know, most of us are. Most of us are still, you know, on our journey.
Well, you can date without being perfect.
Most of us haven't arrived, though. It's, you know, it's really hard. But anyway, just, you know, pay attention to, you know, different events that are going on. Like I said, a message from someone that's very, very creative. If someone hasn't come into your life right now, then you must question, and not spending that time alone questioning, why? Why haven't they arrived? Am I not putting myself in enough places?
Well, you have to have money for that.
Someone.
You know, I don't want to talk about it. It's okay. It's all good. Thank you.
All righty. Well, you know, that's really sad that she hung up, because the second part of her reading has more to do with what was going to align for her. But, yeah, since she didn't know, I will do, in case she goes back and listens, she's being told to be persistent. She's being told to stay focused. And the very, very last card was her twin flame coming in. But that's okay. Some people just think they've already have it aligned, and we wouldn't be here for messages if we were all aligned. I'll guarantee you, DC and I, we get messages and we go get readings, because you've never arrived. No one ever arrives. Part of it is that you are on a path and it's a journey. So the next person that's going to journey with us today is from the 229 area code. 229, welcome to Angel Antics.
Hi, thank you. This is Melvin. Thank you for taking my call.
And what was your first name again?
Melvin.
It's Melvin, Eileen. Our good friend Melvin.
Hey, DC.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear him.
Happy New Year, Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. How are you? Okay, Melvin, you get to ask a question, but it cannot be any of the questions you've asked in the past. So give us a new question. What would you like to know today?
I would like to know, would I meet a woman this year? A real good one.
All right. I'll let you go ahead, DC, but I got questions for Melvin from the last call we had. I want to know if he did the things we suggested for him.
Awesome. Okay, so Melvin, what the angels are saying when you center your thoughts and your emotions on what you desire, then you're going to see a new, warm, and loving relationship appear. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh.
Okay, so start off by appreciating now what you have in life, you know, and I am getting that you are going to meet someone, Melvin. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, and you really have to, like, you have to make room in your heart and you have to make room in your life if, in fact, you're looking for a relationship, okay? And only, you know, only true thoughts and emotions that are in alignment with what you're wanting. Okay, so we don't want any negativity, Melvin, okay?
Okay, yes. Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting, you know, it's, this is going to be beautiful. And my dog, Ginger, she's on the other side. She transitioned in July. And there's hearts all around you, Melvin. And she's saying, Melvin, love is in the air. She's asking you to just go with the flow and be open and able and communicate and express yourself when you meet this special someone, okay?
Okay.
And she wants you to affirm that you are in the flow of the powerful energy of love. Okay?
Okay.
And what I'm getting is, okay. You've got to, before this person arrives, Melvin, I'm getting, hun, you've got to start by taking care of yourself first. Okay, Melvin? So have you not been taking care of yourself?
Oh, yeah. Yes, ma'am. I have changed my diet. I've been doing some things to better my health. And
okay.
Trying to get my weight down. Yes, I've been. I've done some changes.
Well, that's good. I'm so glad to hear that because I really am getting this person is coming and it's going to be sooner than later. And you're really going to be really happy. I see happiness. It's just going to be beautiful, Melvin. Okay? But I would like to give you a little bit more. I'm getting that, you know, there's changes that are going on with you as we're connecting. Okay? And I'm getting, Melvin, you must have been doing a little bit of work, and I'm proud of you because you sort of have been internalizing a little bit, and you're recognizing important truths about yourself. I think that you've sort of been looking back a little bit and gaining a little bit of insight, but you're seeing things in a different way.
Right. I have.
Okay.
So right.
I really feel like you have been doing a little bit of work. Yeah. And you realized, you know, what areas needed improvement. I'm seeing that you are making positive changes, and you're doing it at a good pace. It's not, like, really fast or anything. And just keep up doing what you're doing, and everything is going to be really, really good for this new year. Okay, Melvin?
Yes.
Okay,
have,
and I'm also – go ahead, Melvin.
Yeah, and, you know, I also cleaned my – it was a room, my second bedroom – it was all cluttered, and I cleaned it all out completely. I donated a lot of stuff. So I got my apartment with, you know, it's not bundled all up anymore. It's all clean and, yes, it's all, you know, I got rid of the old stuff.
Well, I'm really proud of you, Melvin. Like I said, I do see that you have been doing some of the internal work as well. You know, you're cleaning up inside and out, you know, and everything you're doing is going to increase your well-being. And I'm getting that, you know, I see, like, good luck now around you, okay? Just really enjoy your life right now because things are really going in a better direction. And every day when you get up, Melvin, the angels want you to affirm that today is one of the best days of my life, okay?
Right. Yes.
Okay, and I'm very proud of you, and I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, Melvin. Thank you for calling us.
Okay, thank you, DC, always.
God bless.
Hi, Melvin. How are you, my friend?
Hi, how are you? I'm doing pretty good, I guess, yes.
Okay, I remember giving you some directives, and one of those was, I have to ask, one of those is to get out. You said you belong to a church and that they have a youth group. And I said to get out, join up to be one of the volunteers for the youth group so that you have an opportunity to work with kids and you wanted to be a football coach. And that way you get to work with kids. So did you do that?
I will be going back to church on this Sunday.
Okay.
because of my job that I have. It's, you know, like I said, I was on restrictions. I got injured on my job, but I will be going back, starting back to church on this Sunday and every Sunday.
Okay.
And,
because that is where you're going to be when you meet someone, okay? And that's why I told you that. I told you that last time.
Yeah.
And it just came right up. Right. And so, you know, you put yourself in a situation. It's really, you know, people want to meet someone, just like I was saying. I kind of like to meet someone, but I'm home all the time. I don't go out. Where am I going to go meet somebody? That fat chance that I might meet somebody at the grocery store? Good luck with that. You know, sure, it happens, but the more you put yourself out there, the more opportunity you have to meet someone. And I really, really feel, that I received a message that you are going to meet someone through activities at church, not necessarily during the service, but through different activities, different family picnics. Like I said, volunteering for the teenage youth group, you know, teaching the kids to play ball, different things like that. But you've got to get out there or you're not opening up your opportunity to meet someone. So, you know, that's the first thing I have to tell you, and that comes from our last reading. The next thing I have to tell you is when you were telling DC about that you had cleaned things up and you got yourself better prepared, blah, 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 I'm hearing and from two different directions. I'm hearing positive change, positive change. So I want to honor you for making those positive changes for yourself. Cleaning things up, donating those things really creates movement. And so it also creates a lot of freedom because you got rid of a lot of that baggage, things that you no longer served you that somebody else might get use out of. You honored yourself by getting rid of those things. You honored someone else by giving them up and allowing them, someone else, to have those things. So know that that has created an actually form of freedom for you. In addition to that, I want you to nurture yourself. I want you to be kind to yourself. I think DC told you to say certain things when you get up in the morning. Get up in the morning, look in the mirror, and tell yourself, I love you. You are so awesome, Melvin. And that's coming from my heart. I do love you. You really are an awesome person. You really do want to present yourself as that great person. And I believe, along with DC, that this is your year to do that. So continue to make those positive changes. I also see that you're going to have a very rewarding and contented family life come in, and that you're going to enter into a relationship that's very, very trustworthy very, very soon. This relationship, you're going to enter into it. You're going to build that level of trust right away. You're just going to know that it was, you know, that your emotional needs are going to be met in this situation. And that relationship is going to continue to grow. It's going to erase any conflict you've had with yourself in the past. But I really, really see that this is a super positive time for you. You know, you're going to meet someone. It's going to start out actually a little bit slow. And just remember, it's a relationship. It's not a wham, bam, boom, we're there. You're going to meet someone. You're going to nurture that relationship. It's going to feel good. Your needs are going to slowly be met. It's not going to be an overnight thing. You're going to develop a relationship with someone. And as you do that, then bam, all of a sudden, it is going to change, and it is going to move forward, and it's going to be super great, and I definitely see someone coming into your life. But I will also reiterate that part of this reading, the first thing I was hearing is, did he do what he was supposed to? Did he do the things we told him last time? Because those messages are not coming from me. They are coming from your guide. So, yes, you did. You did those positive changes by clearing things out.
now you need to get yourself out there. And I think, I really do feel that you're going to meet somebody through church. And so I think that's your best place. Put yourself out there. Be yourself. Be who you are. You are lovable. You are loved. Yeah. You are a wonderful person. And I want you to tell yourself that every morning. God made you in his likeness. He only makes perfection.
Yes.
Know that you're perfect. You're perfect as you are. Let the wheels of change turn. And as those wheels of change turn, I promise you, there will be someone that will be rolling on those wheels that will come your way. And that's the message I have for you today.
Wow.
And Eileen, I have to just say, we have Melvin's son coming in, and he's saying, Dad, change is going to do you good, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Aw.
Yes.
He wants you to do something for yourself. Because Eileen was talking about looking in the mirror, and he said, Dad, when you look in the mirror, he said he wants you to do something different, whether you get maybe, say, like a new haircut, but do something different, and maybe just like a new shirt. You've got to really do something, you know, for yourself. You know, he sort of feels like right now you might be in like a little bit of a rut, and it really is a time for you to do something and change. And just this will change things up. It'll make you feel better, and when you look at yourself in the mirror, you're going to see somebody, you know, looking back at you that is really, really happy with themselves. So he wants you to consider doing something different, something new. Okay?
Okay. Yes. Tell him
and
thank
he's
you.
Holding
yes.
his arms out, and he's giving you this big hug, and he's going to be with you every step of the way, Melvin. God bless you, honey.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Only, okay. Yes.
Happy New Year.
Okay.
Happy
New Year.
We'll talk to you. Okay, let us know how things go, okay? Yeah, you get there and you start volunteering for that youth group. You hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I got you. Yeah.
All right, God bless. We'll talk to you soon. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right, our next caller is from 313 area code. 313,
hi.
Who am I speaking to? Welcome to Angel Antics.
Hi, Happy New Year. This is the Tamia calling from Michigan.
All right, Mia. Do you have a question for us? Or do you want to see what your angel...
I totally have a question.
Go ahead.
Okay.
All right.
So my question is in the area of love. My husband and I are separated, and there's a new love interest in my life. And we just connect like crazy. Like, we totally vibe off of each other's energy, like, even when we're not physically in, close to one another. And
yes.
So.
Oh, I know.
It's pretty awesome. Never experienced anything like this before, so. We're kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of weird because we haven't really met in person. And we were supposed
okay.
to, but some things happened, and I don't know. Like, part of me is like, oh, my God, is this guy playing games with me or whatever, you know? But then there's another part of me that's like, okay, I think he might be telling the truth. So I don't know. I just kind of wanted to see what my angels had to say about the entire situation.
Let me give you something real quick. Experience, Mia, and that is that I had that person in my life that when I wasn't with him, I knew what he was doing. I knew what he was feeling. I could feel his energy. I could feel when he would have a fight with one of his kids and different things like that. And so, you know, I really thought this person really was my twin flame, my you know, significant other. But in all actuality, there was, even though I felt his energy a lot, as much as I read energy, there was some misgivings there. He wasn't completely honest. And in my gut, I had asked and I was told to watch it. And I didn't because I listened. I felt that in my heart. I felt his energy, so on and so forth. So I'm just going to throw that out there. You make your own decisions. Just word of warning, word of caution from friend to friend.
Just throwing that out there. Anyway, I will let DC take over, and then I will I'll go through my work to give you a message. But that's from me as a person, all right? And an intuitive.
Okay.
Mia, hi. This is DC. The angels are showing me you're feeling trapped, like with this situation, okay? And they're asking that you spend a little time trying to work out your situation with your husband to make it a little bit better, okay? Try that. I see guardian angels around you, and they're saying, Mia, your heart is going to be healed, okay? Because I sort of feel like with the two of you, sort of issues sort of they're showing me they're sweeping under. So it's sort of like maybe there's some issues that you guys had, and there were
so
sort of like swept. Yeah, that they were sort of like swept under the rug, okay, to sort of like to, you know, to keep harmony. And I'm getting like whatever you swept under the rug is going to start like coming out, and it really needs to be dealt with, okay? But I am getting, like I said,
okay,
there's a possibility that you guys.
I have tried to. I've talked to him. Like I spent over a year trying to reconnect and, you know, continue to
and
build
I feel like
our
you,
marriage.
You do feel like
and,
taking for granted, right? You've been taken for granted?
Extremely.
Yes.
And I feel like he's been unfaithful to me. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's that, too. So, I mean, I feel like.
Okay. Have
I
you had
that,
a, like a heart-to-heart discussion and really talked to each other, you know, like really communicated?
We've had a lot of heart-to-hearts, but like recently, no.
Okay.
Well, kind of. We had a heart-to-heart a few months ago, and he told me he wasn't in love with me anymore.
Okay.
So I feel like it's just a matter of time, and I kind of feel like our contract, like our karmic contract, is complete.
Okay.
I agree. I'm going to jump in real quick on the just on this point, and that is that the healing that DC, okay, this is what I'm getting. The healing that DC is talking about is not as much about you and him discussing and blah, blah, blah. It's about you. It's about you healing you. You healing, you giving, you know, giving it up to forgiveness, or acceptance or whatever. If this is about you, it's not about him. It's, and the reason is in order to go wholly and completely into a new relationship, you must complete the old relationship, and that means doing the due diligence to process the emotions, the problems, the issues, and the good things in that past relationship. And so that's what I was hearing, is that, that there is healing to be done. So do your due diligence on yourself as far as your emotional state, about how you feel, and process how you feel. It's about processing that. That communicating with yourself. I'll let DC take it over again, though. It's back to her.
And I mean, Eileen gave you like really, really great advice. And you know what? You have to you have to complete, you know, one relationship before moving on anyway to the next. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And I mean, the angels are showing me that. Like, I feel like, you know, you're more restless right now than you've ever been in quite some time. Because you're not getting that beautiful compassion, you're not getting that understanding from, you know, your partner, and it's very, very upsetting, okay? So we're going to, like Eileen said, take time, and you've really got to, you know, you've got to complete, you know, like you said, like, you know, the karmic part of it, and you've got to, you know, you've got to allow the angels to come in and help you heal as well. You've got to release his energy, you know what I'm saying? Okay? Mm-hmm. And you've got to get to know yourself again as a person and know that, Mia, no matter if, you know, you do find someone or you don't, you're complete just the way you are, okay?
Yeah.
And no one is ever going to, you know, complete you because you're a beautiful, complete person right now. So when you do that and you ask the angels, you know, when you're, you know, you guys are really, you know, disconnected from each other, to help you to heal from this and, you know, they're going to help you. It's going to be like a little bit of a process. And then you're going to be able to get yourself ready for, you know, love to come along. And then I'm getting, you know, at that point, I do see there's going to be not one, but there's going to be many to choose from. Okay? And whatever obstacles that you've had in love, like up to this point, there's not going to be any obstacles. You're going to have a very, very happy life. Okay? Mm-hmm. But it is a process. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not something that, like you said, you know, and I've heard, like, similar people talk. Well, I haven't met them, but we've talked. They ended up meeting them and stuff, and the person ended up being completely different than what they, you know, what they thought this person was all about, okay? So please, like I said, you know, do whatever you have to do if you feel like this isn't going to work with your marriage, you know, to complete it and everything, mm-hmm. and ask the angels to come in and help you, you know, to really, like, heal, because when we've been hurt and stuff, we put, like, this barrier around our heart so that we don't get hurt again, but in the same respect, that barrier also, you know, it won't let love come in as well, okay?
Mm.
And, you know, let yourself heal. And I'm getting, at that point, Mia, visualize the happiness that you want to feel with that beautiful person. And I'm getting, you're going to have a very happy and long-lasting relationship. The person that you're going to be involved with is going to be outgoing, loyal, and very energetic, okay? It's going to be a beautiful, it's going to be,
and I'm getting, just wondering if that
it's going to be something permanent, you know?
Okay. And
so just,
I guess the energy that you're picking up on, is this person, like, already in my sphere, so to speak?
Okay, so are you, like, are you, you know, okay.
Have I already met them, or I don't know them yet?
I'm getting a possibly, I'm seeing there's a person in spirit that's with you right now that's really protecting you and watching over you as you're going through this. So I'm getting like, do you know of anyone in spirit that is with you right now? Because someone is really watching over you at this time, especially with everything that you're going through, Mia. And I'm getting, yes, like there is, you know, that person, but can you possibly think of the person that's with you in spirit, because they're really strongly with you?
Is it your grandma?
It could be my grandmother. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I'm getting, you know what?
Yeah.
Like nothing, you know,
your
there, there's no accidents.
Really you.
Yes, and there are no accidents. I'm getting it to she. She's saying there are no accidents. Like everything, you know, nothing's a coincidence. Everything happens for a reason, and she's saying, Mia, please embrace this, okay?
Okay.
So mm-hmm. she's telling you that you really do deserve love in your life, but she wants you to stay focused right now, okay? And really to see still all the positive that you have, like, in your life, and you're going to see there's not going to be any more negative. And she's showing me, like, it's really bad for you at nighttime. And that's when you have, like, a lot of, like, dark, dark sadness is what I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, showing me that. So please know, like I said, this is not going to be a lasting thing. It's going to end, Mia, okay? It's going to be fine. And she's saying, Mia, she wants to hear you laugh again. Okay, because
I laugh a lot.
When, you know, when this, she's just saying, like, she just feels like, you know, like, you don't have the same joy that she remembers that you had, okay? And she just wants you to, you know, just connect with that beautiful joy, and she wants you to really, you know, do something crazy, maybe something goofy even, you know? Something to really make you really, like, laugh, you know?
Hmm.
So
okay.
I'm getting, maybe you and Eileen should go out. You guys, you'll get that done really fast, but, you know, the goofiness and everything. You'll have a great
yeah.
And
she
wants you to have hope for the future. And she's saying, you know what? Things are going to be fine, okay? And she wants you to just, you know, hold on to your faith and everything and never give up hope, okay? And all the pain that you've endured, it's going to leave, okay? And she's very close. She's holding you close. And she's there. She's saying, I'm supporting you. Don't ever give up, okay? Happier days are coming, okay? And she just sends, like, I see maybe like 100,000 angels around you, okay? And these are beautiful healing angels. And she wants you to allow yourself first to heal from the pain, okay? And she's saying the sun will come out tomorrow, you know?
Okay.
So
I'm kind of getting that maybe I should just really more so focus on myself and my business, and this other man that has entered my life, just kind of let him go.
Yeah, I mean, you've got it. Like, you know what? for me personally, like people that are still legally, you know, connected with a spouse and they start something with someone else, rarely does it really end up as good as they want it, because you really should complete one thing before starting another, you know?
Sure.
I mean, you need completion, and then you need time to rediscover who you are, you know, as a person, Mia, okay? You're going to have the love that you're hoping for. It's coming. That's a given. But you've got to have that time to just, like, heal your heart and really find out, like, who you are again and get to know yourself, make room in your heart, make room in your life for a person to come in. And, you know, your grandmother, you know, she's shaking her head. Yes, you're going to have that beautiful love. And that's what I have for you, Mia. I hope that gives you a glimmer of hope. Because, you know, there's going to be such beautiful days ahead for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, honey, God bless, Mia. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Hi, Mia. I think I would say to you a little bit earlier, although I'm not quite sure I remember. I don't know whether to give you a reading or talk about your grandma, because DC already talked so much about her. Did she have osteoporosis? Was she, like, a couple inches shorter when she passed than when she was at her height?
You know, I'm not sure, because my mother's mother is really tall, and my father's mother looks kind of short.
Well, it's more or less that she's kind of curled over, you know, like osteoporosis does to your back.
Oh. Well,
I think it's your dad's mother, because she's a smaller woman. She's not real tall.
Yeah, she is a smaller woman. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she'd be shorter than you. What are you, 5'4", 5'5"?
8. I'm 5'8".
Oh, you're 5'8". Oh, you're really tall.
Mia, do you smell something around you with your grandmother? Because I'm getting that you have, like, the gift of clear smelling.
Yeah, I do. I smell things.
Okay, because that's
things,
showing
things.
Me your nose. She's pointing to your nose. She smells it, you know. So okay, thank you.
Okay,
how
I
cool.
really didn't know her that well.
Yeah. Well, but she still loves you, and she's still watching over you. So just know that your grandma is there with you. Anyway, let's go on to what I have for you. There's an unwise choice that you're facing right now, and you really need to learn what you can about the situation and review everybody's motives, because they're not as upfront as you think they are. And so really be careful. You just need to really stay focused on yourself. The skills that you have through work have been so rewarding that you just really know, just stay on topic. You need to stay on topic. You need to stay focused on yourself and just know that you're doing the best for you. As you do that and you become the most authentic person for yourself, stop searching for anyone else, let go of anyone who isn't serving you, which means the ex, you know, let him go, complete that relationship. Do the healing work that you need to on yourself to complete that relationship and close it. And so do the work on yourself. If you do, it'll be very, very rewarding. I actually see more for you in, I think, the more the business area. I see a new endeavor coming in for you that's going to be, you're going to need to address with a lot of originality and ingenuity. But you are very artistic, and that artistic expression is going to come out, so do not worry about it. DC also, I would normally use the word elude, but she did not allude to it. She flat out told you, you have the psychic ability of smell. I'm also being told that you should work with crystals. So if it's not something that you've done before, you know, go back to school, get a book, you know, open up the computer, look at a few YouTube videos, whatever. I'm being told that you should work with crystals. And if you do that, things are going to move forward. Things are going to open up for you. It's going to be a whole new world. But it's going to also advance your artistic expression and open you up for so many more new endeavors. Don't play yourself small. You are huge.
Your light is huge. You are a really amazing, a brilliant, bright, walking light, Mia. Don't play small.
Thank you.
Okay? Put yourself out there. Don't play small. This tit for tat, this guy, you know, on the that you're talking to, that you connected with, is just part of what you're doing. Releasing that old relationship actually has been opening you up. Excuse me. He's not the only person that you're going to be able to read their energy. That's good. It's actually you that is birthing these new energies. Leaving that relationship you were in is actually moving you forward on the path you're supposed to walk.
Mm.
Don't play small. I keep hearing, don't play small. You are a huge, bright, white light. Do not play small. Right now, you don't need to be in a relationship. You need to be in a lot of relationships. And that is all done in a playful manner, not looking for a significant other, but looking to be involved with others.
Okay.
And so put yourself out there. Don't play small. Put yourself out there. Go to, art and wine night, where, you know, they teach you to drink wine and they teach everybody to paint a picture.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Do stuff like that. That's what I'm hearing. Put yourself out there. Just get out there. You're going to be surprised at how it comes for you. Also, you are opening up. You know, this tactile energy that you're getting where you smell things. Which is one of the energies that I get. Sadly, one of the things that I smell is death. Three different occasions when I passed, I received an odor, and I knew that someone had passed away.
Mm.
So, but it's still messages. It's still one of the clairs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like DC said, you have this clair of scent. Clairsentient. It's referred to as clairsentient. And so just know that that's one of your clairs. And knowing the energy, being able to read the energy of this guy that you were talking to, that's one of your clairs. That is one of your clairs. And he's actually just someone that it came along that is opening up that clair. So don't put too much energy into that relationship. I mean, if it comes about and it feels comfortable, blah, 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 move forward with it. But don't put any more energy into it. Just be aloof. With that situation, be aloof. The rest of it, focus on you. You are awesome. Mia, move forward, focus on you. And that's the message I have for you tonight.
Wonderful. Wow.
All right. And you have a happy new year. We will talk to you very soon, Mia.
Happy new year, Mia.
Happy
new year. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. All right, our next caller is from the 724 area code.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Welcome to Angel Antics. And who am I speaking to?
My name's Carol. How are you?
Great. How are you, Carol?
I'm doing good. I'm doing actually good.
Yeah,
I just wondered if you've got... Pardon me?
I was just going to ask if you had a question for us. Go ahead, though.
No, I don't have a question. I whatever you got, I want to hear.
Oh, goody. Those are my favorite. Those are my favorite readings. Let's see what your messages are tonight.
Hi, Carol. This is DC.
Hi.
Hi. I have a furry little angel. My dog transitioned in July, and she was with me my whole journey. And a month after she passed, she came back into my energy, and she gives readings with me, okay?
Okay.
She steps in, and she's just saying she likes your energy, and she's sort of showing me, you know, that you sort of feel like you're maybe like, I don't know, like stuck or something, you know? And she's saying to you, you know, like, take baby steps. It's going to be okay. Okay, Carol?
Uh-huh.
So do you feel like you've been, like, stalled or stuck or something? Because I feel like you're not, like, there's no movement. That's what she's showing me. And she's saying, Mom, tell her it's time. She's got to take that first step, okay? Even one little step is going to help you to really get on the path that you're supposed to be on. And, Carol, I think within your heart, you know, you really know what you have to do, okay? Okay, yes. So Ginger, my dog Ginger is with you. She said either take a small baby step or the bunny hop. Either way, she'll be there with you. She's going to help you with this, okay?
Okay, that sounds great.
And she's saying to Carol, what if, just let's play the what if game, okay? What if you didn't have to worry about money? What if you didn't have to worry about time? She's saying she wants to envision your life like that, okay? Just imagine that you have everything. Everything is at your fingertips the minute that you need it, okay?
Okay.
And then you're going to see that your resources are going to come to you. They are going to come to you exactly as you need them. All you have to do is follow that inner guidance, okay?
Uh-huh.
And the angels are there, you know, they're there to help you. Take the time and have a conversation with them, okay? But I am getting Ginger's putting your head down. So that means that you might need to get a little bit more rest. I feel like you're more of a higher energy person than I'm hearing. And maybe you're doing a little bit too much.
Okay.
Okay, so that's what I'm getting. So just try to get, if you have the, opportunity, a little nap here and there, a little bit more rest. And you're going to see that you're going to be connecting much easier with your angels because you are receiving messages.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm also getting, our body, each part of our body has a voice, and the angels are saying, please listen to what your body is telling you. If you're feeling tired, you're feeling drained, then just please rest. Are you eating well? Are you getting, enough exercise?
Oh, I'm getting plenty of exercise.
Because I'm getting this thing that your body's telling you and you're not really paying attention right now.
I'm getting exercise and I'm eating, I think I'm eating just fine.
Okay. But I'm getting this something your body is trying to tell you. So you've got to just pay a little bit more attention. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm also getting, as with the last caller, you connect with your loved ones on the other side. You notice different things? Because I'm getting that they're sending you, these little, messages saying, hey, it's us, we're here. Do you feel it, the connection with your loved ones on the other side?
I do. I am connected to the loved ones from the other side.
Okay, because they've been sending you, the reason I'm asking, they're saying, they're sending you messages, and I'm not sure that you're actually receiving those messages. That's why I'm asking you the question.
I think I am at times, but at other times I may not be. I get the yes, thank you, Billy, or yes, Grandma, I heard you. And
okay,
no.
who was the person that sort of was their life was sort of cut short or something. They went a little bit too soon is what I'm getting.
Billy. Yeah, that was my friend.
Okay.
That would have been him.
Because that's what I'm getting. And what was your name?
It was a man. It was a boy. It was a guy. His name was Billy.
Billy. Okay. Because Billy, he wants you to really, start, looking at your future because your future is going to be beautiful. I feel like maybe are you sort of living maybe in the past? You're not really looking toward the future? Because he's saying that, he wants you to look ahead. And he's saying that, it's going to be beautiful. The future for you is going to be beautiful, but you're not looking ahead is what he's showing me.
Okay.
And I'm getting to I don't know. I feel like there's a lot going on with you, hon, and you really need just a little time for yourself. And maybe, I don't know, if you could afford a little bit of a mini vacation or maybe just to get out, and a change of scenery or something. But I just feel you need to do something for yourself. That's what he's showing me.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Because that's. Okay, that's what he's showing me. And do you have pets, or did he have pets? Because he's showing me, I see furry, little paws. Is it you that has the pets, or he had pets?
I have two dogs and a cat.
Okay. Okay. And did you consider him to be like a brother to you?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And did he have, like, cancer or something?
He was in a car wreck, or he was in a motorcycle.
He was in a car wreck? Okay. Okay, because I might be picking up on someone else now, though, because I'm getting someone was either they passed of an illness or cancer or something, and I'm getting maybe sort of like I'm trying to figure the month, maybe in and around July or something.
Yeah, I'm thinking that would be Billy. Because, well, that would be May. So.
Okay. I'm getting like July. I'm thinking like a warmer month. It feels like warmer, so I'm thinking maybe like in and around July, but like died of like some kind of a like cancer or something.
I don't know. It's not resonating with me. I don't know. But I'm
well,
sure
just,
I'll
I mean,
keep
just
on the back burner because I'll think about it.
Okay. Because, I mean, I was just seeing, like I said, I was seeing, like, the month of July, and I'm getting, like, sickness. Did someone pass from breathing? Because, like, I'm feeling, like, the chest.
He was in a wreck, but it was blunt. It was his chest that got crushed. But you don't think
okay,
that's
so
it.
Maybe that's what the chest thing is. Okay, because he's really around you, hon, and I feel like at times, like, you want to cry, but you hold it in.
Well, yeah.
And he wants you to let go whatever it is that you're holding on. You've got to release whatever it is.
Okay,
just let it out because it's very cleansing, hon. And that, I mean, that's what I'm showing. But he is really around you, and he just wants to know that you are watched over, you're safe, you're secure, and he wants you to really, you know, follow your dreams, okay? Please follow your dreams is what I'm getting.
Okay.
And
that
I'm getting, like,
great.
There's going to be something around family. There's going to be some kind of a change. You know, I don't know, that could be a baby, but I'm getting, like, there's going to be a change around families. And it's going to be, you know, it's going to be such a blessing.
Okay. Yes,
and
that sounds
I'm getting, like, maybe sort of, like, family unit has, like, sort of, like, you know, spread apart a little bit, and I see it getting closer together. Okay?
Oh, that's good.
And that's what I have for you. I hope that resonates with you, hon. God bless
it
you.
It does. It really does. And thank you so much.
Thank you for calling us. Happy 2017.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. What I have for you is you have a situation going on with a male person that just there's been this a little argument going on and things haven't been working out. I believe he is a family member. Anyway, you need to make some kind of a peace offering or, you know, you just need to make peace with it because it's not serving you to stay in this situation. And part of making that peace offering has to do with maybe looking at it from a different point of view. You know, so a lot of times we say, well, we're in an argument. Well, there's always two perspectives. Well, no, there isn't. There's about, you know, 5, 10, there's a multitude of perspectives. It doesn't matter how many people are looking at it, right? And so this situation, you need to just pull your head back and just look at it differently because it's just absolutely not worth the argument. This person really means more to you than that argument does. So give it up and, you know, even, you know, make amends. That's what I'm hearing is make amends with this man. I don't know if he's father, husband, son, brother, uncle, whatever, but it's a male relative of some sort. And if you do that, it is actually going to balance out your home life. It's going to balance out the other family members in your life because then they no longer have to feel like they're picking sides or that they're trying to stay neutral. They don't want to be in the argument. They don't want to be a part of it. And they just wish you two would just figure it out so that they don't have to put any energy into it. It's not theirs. They don't own it. Anyway, I don't know what the situation is. You do, and I'll let you just work with that.
Okay.
does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, perfect, perfect. That's needed. Enough said then. That's how I feel about that. I don't think it's something you really want to go into. So enough said. So the next part of your reading is that you need, right now, it is really time for you to buckle down and get things done. You have some commitments that you kind of made, but you were really kind of, you know, you're not really putting the effort into really keeping them as well as you should have. And what I have to tell you is buckle down, get them done, bam. All of a sudden you're going to go, wow, that was easier than I thought it was going to be. Shit, I should have taken care of that a long time ago. It's really going to put things to rest.
Okay.
And then you get to take that vacation DC was talking about. Even if it's a mini vacation, even if it's just a day away, do something. You know, when you get this situation taken care of, just go ahead and take it away. And the thing is, you need to ask your guardian angel to help you with getting that situation done, getting you motivated, moving you ahead. And then you and your guardian angel together need to go on that vacation. Take her with you.
Okay.
And let her know that, guess what, we accomplished a lot. We resolved that relationship that we had with that relative, and we've honored our commitments. It's time for us to take a rest. And thank you so much. I am so grateful that you were walking this walk with me and that you get to come and relax, rest, and play with me. And then go join the forest and the fairies, because that's what I'm hearing is forest and fairies. And so at that point, you are going to have a great desire to really move on in your own life and really search for something more meaningful. So after you get these little things, these are all little things, you'll be surprised that once you deal with them, how much smaller they were than what your ego and your monkey mind, I call the ego the monkey mind, the one that chatters at you. It's telling you that these situations are much bigger and, oh, my God, blah, blah, blah. Well, they're not. Deal with them, and you will see that you made them smaller by taking care of them. At that point, you're going to realign, and you're going to make some real huge steps forward into things that are going to be fulfill your emotional growth and your spiritual growth. And you're going to feel by the end of March, you're going to feel like you've really progressed this year. 2017 is good for you. By the end of March, you're going to really have progressed within yourself, Carol. And that's the message I have for you, and I hope that resonates with you.
It does, and I appreciate everything, girls. Okay?
Okay. So I want to hear from you by the end of March, and I want you to tell me how things have progressed, all righty?
Yes, all right. I will
back.
Call in and let you know.
The staff will be waiting.
All right. Thank
all
you.
All right. We'll be waiting to hear from you, Carol. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Happy New Year. All right. My next caller is from the 773 area code. 773, welcome to Angel Antics.
Hi, I think that's me.
Yes, and who am I speaking to?
Hi, it's Linda. I talked to you guys before.
Oh, awesome.
Hi, Linda.
Welcome back to the show. And do you have a question for us tonight? Oh,
hello?
Are you there?
Yes.
I almost lost you. I heard you on speaker. Oh, my goodness. Yes, hi, ladies. This is awesome.
Hi, Linda.
Do you have a question for us tonight?
No, not at all. I just want to thank you for all you do, and I'm just loving the show.
Aw, thank you. Would you like a reading?
Well, I feel like there's so many others that want it, but I'm open to whatever the angels
have
to say.
I will say if DC has time to continue after the show clicks off, what happens is the show is no longer recorded, but we are still able to take on callers and the callers are still able to hear us. Just the last portion won't be recorded. So So it's up to DC. We have quite a long list of callers still. We can try to take as many as we can until we hit that 2-hour mark.
Oh, we did? You hit it?
Yeah. DC, are you there?
I'm here, Eileen. I'm just going to give her really fast.
Yeah.
I'm getting that you're going through a lot of changes, hon. Okay,
yeah.
Linda?
Okay.
And
thank
I'm
you,
getting you're going in a healthier direction, okay?
Yes.
So that's what the angels are showing me. Have you started a new exercise program?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm getting you're getting a lot of hellos from heaven too. You've got your other side, and I feel like that you're really starting to like resonate with the people on the other side, hon.
Yes, thank you. Okay, that's cool. That's way cool.
Thank you. And I just want to say that a lady in spirit, and her name started, it was a G name. I don't know if it's the first name or a last name. And she's really proud of you. She said you reminded me of your uncle, and you're one of the most compassionate people that she knows. You know, she thinks you're beautiful.
Oh,
okay,
hon? Thank you.
God bless you, hon.
God bless you guys. Thank you for everything. Love you.
I love you too, Linda. Take care, hon.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye.
All right. Linda, what I have for you is that you really need to focus upon your strengths because you have a lot of them. And you just need to focus on them because that's going to be the power of your creativity. And you're actually going to be recognized for a lot of really high-quality work that you've been doing. Even though that you're working in a situation that you're a team player, the work that you're doing is going to be of such high quality when you really focus upon your own strengths that it's going to be recognized, even though you're a team player. So make sure that you give birth to all of those dreams, all of the creativity, and anything else that can possibly go along with that. The last thing I have for you is that there is a new person that's going to enter your life here in the next few I'm hearing maybe months, up to three. There's going to be a new person, and it's going to really heighten your psychic abilities and really advance you along your journey here. It's going to actually open up a whole and entire new phase to your life. And that's the message I have for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I think all the messages keep coming the same. Yes. Thank you. Oh
you're
you
welcome.
Guys.
All right. Thanks for calling. I'm going to take another caller here real quick from the 856 area code. 856, welcome to Angel Antics.
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. Do you have a quick question for us, or can we just give you a general reading? We've only got just a little bit of time left. We're trying to jump on and take a few more callers.
You can do a general reading. That's okay.
Awesome. Okay. Awesome. DC?
Yes, Laura, the angels are saying, hon, you are stronger than you think, okay? So don't let any kind of challenging situations get you down, hon. Okay? I'm also seeing, I'm getting, there's some kind of a change going on. Are you like I'm getting like physical changes, okay? And I don't know if you're having any kind of like a physical problem, because I'm getting that you may visit a professional for some advice. And just know that, you know, if you're not feeling right, preventative treatment is the way to go, okay, because it's really going to help you. The angels are showing me, I'm sort of feeling like your emotions, like they're saying your emotions. Don't ignore, like, any emotions, okay, because if we ignore something that we're feeling, it just gets stronger, honey, and it gets louder. Does that make sense to you?
Okay.
Okay, and I feel like around your like your family situation, friends, there might be like a little bit of maybe disagreements or something going on. So just, you know, be careful of that. Just, you know, you don't want to do something, you know, or say something that might be damaging like for the future. So just know that there might be something going on with like family and friends. Okay, and I'm getting there's going to be a change in career for you, and I'm getting there's going to be like less like financial stress. Okay. And it's really time to do work that you love, Laura. And, you know, there's anything that around money, like any kind of money issues, are going to disappear when you do what you love, okay?
Okay.
But just stay focused on what you're loving, and the money's going to come with that, okay? And my dog, Ginger, she's saying, Mom, she sometimes does stuff that she surprises herself. So I don't know what that means, but that's what I have for you, Laura, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, Eileen?
All right. Laura, what I have for you, I'm already seeing throughout this that I don't know if you already work with the energies, whether you know what your clairs are, blah, blah, blah. I think you do, okay? So what I'm hearing is that it's time for you to work your magic. Do you work with the I am energy?
With the what energy?
The I am energy. The I am in you is the I am in me. What is above is also below. What is inside is also outside of us. That, you know, we are who we are, and we attract in like energy. Anyway, yeah. I'm hearing that that is something you should be working with. You are actually, you have the ability to work as an alchemist, changing the energies around other people, moving things from things that aren't in the light back into the light. I see that there is a lot of positive changes for you here in the near future, but you really need to stay focused on them. It has a lot to do with your own attitude that is going to make these changes, but be very, very optimistic. It is really time for you right now to be on long-term plans. I'm not sure what you're doing, but I've got nothing but positive, positive, positive things for you. Really, whatever you're doing right now, you just need to stay focused on and continue on it. You are really on the right path. Don't doubt yourself. Just know to put one foot in front of the other that you are your own alchemy. You are creating what it is that is nurturing your best self, your best life. So just basically, I'm just seeing that you have, you're just really on the right path. And don't doubt yourself. Just move forward with all of your beautiful energy and just keep doing what you're doing. You're in the right, and know that you have a good life and be happy. And that's what the message I have for you tonight, Laura.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we have a couple more minutes, so now we're going to go ahead and let's take let's go ahead and take the 304.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hi, who am I speaking to?
This is Annette.
Hi, Annette. We're going to go ahead and just give you a general reading tonight because we're almost down to the end of our time. We're trying to get through as many, you know, many lovely souls as we can and give as much as we can to the universe around us. So, DC, for Annette, what do you have? Reader energy and give her what you've got.
Yes, Annette, good evening. My dog Ginger is coming in, and she's saying she just walked through door number one. She's showing me a game show, and she's saying, Annette, you picked the right door because that door is filled with unlimited possibilities, okay? It's going to bring you, it's going to bring you abundance. It's going to bring you wealth. It's phenomenal. Okay, so you did pick the right door, she's saying, okay?
Yes.
The angels want you to just listen and trust your own inner voice, Annette, okay? And, you know, just know that, you know, you are so safe. You have so many angels around you. There's nothing to worry about because at times I feel like you don't feel like as safe as you really should be. This is a time to be creative. It's a time to express yourself. Get in touch with that inner child. And I'm getting really like, look towards opportunities because you have the ability to really, you know, advance yourself in regard to your talents.
Yes.
Okay?
Oh,
and
yes,
my dog is coming forward again, and she's saying, Annette, don't be shy. Show yourself off. Grab those 15 minutes of fame that you so deserve. And she's saying, girlfriend, whatever you do, you're going to be a success at, okay? And that's what I have for you, Annette.
Oh, yes, it's wonderful. That resonated, yes, tremendously.
Awesome. Eileen?
All right. And that what I have for you is that there's really some important psychic insights that are coming in front of you right now. This is actually Archangel Haniel that's coming through. And that the events behind the scenes have been really holding you back, and you need to release some fears about them. You've had the desire to move on and search for something new and meaningful, and that's actually going to come within your spiritual growth. And so just know that that emotional growth will come along with the spiritual growth. You just need to work towards it. Just do your due diligence. Make sure that you do a 15-minute meditation each and every day, no matter what it is. Choose a different meditation. You know, go on YouTube and just, you know, pick something. 15 minutes it will help align you each day. Also, if you do 15, 20 minutes of some type of an exercise to bond with your body, whether it be yoga, aerobics, Zumba, whatever, you know, it can be passive, it can be aggressive, but, you know, 20 minutes a day to connect with your own body. This is actually really going to advance your intuitive and spiritual growth, because it's going to help you connect with all parts, mind, body, spirit, soul, and the inner core of self. Work on opening up your heart space. Know that even though when you open up your heart space and you have this big, huge heart open, and it's a big, bright light, a beacon, know that even within that, it's a finite space called the sacred space of your heart. And that's where I want you to drop into. I want you to touch that space with your mind. Connect your mind with that sacred space of your heart. And you will amazingly see your spiritual potential and growth move forward rapidly.
That's wonderful. When you mentioned on the last caller that you work with I Am Energy, that, you know, I felt that resonated with me. I'm an artist, and I've just recently discovered, like, being able to pull images through energy and create these images. And the last one that I created was my own. Like, I call it a soul code, but it represented the I Am energy. But after that, a lot of fear came in. And it sort of like shut everything down. I felt like it shut my connection down, and I've had a hard time moving through this fear because I wasn't familiar with that type of energy work. That was all new to me.
Uh-huh.
And so this really resonates. You know, this really hits me.
And really, I really have to say, what I'm also hearing is that you are actually to be an artist of energy.
See, I'm afraid of that. I'm so afraid of that. A year ago, I knew that term kept coming to me because I've always had a deep spiritual connection. My roots are in Christianity, but I live in a very remote area, a very southern remote area, and the people here, the small community, they are just very traditional. And so for the last few years, I've opened myself up slowly, but then I withdraw because I'm, you know, there's no one here where I live that has any understanding of any, if you say that you have any psychic ability or that you communicate with angels, then they will, you know, you're considered a witch in this
community. Right. They're going to tie a rock around your neck, put you in the creek, and if you can actually come out of that creek, you are a witch, and they're going to kill you. And if you don't come out of the creek, you're going to drown. So you're going to die either way.
Yeah. So that's it. That's
right.
Where I'm at. I know this, but I don't know how to move through this.
Is it okay?
But Annette, you know what? This is
Eileen, I just want to tell her the angels are showing me, like, all this fear she has, it's leaving. And I see that you really are starting to really resonate more with the spiritual life that you're meant to live. Okay, you're getting in touch now with your honest beliefs. Yes. And you know what rings true to you. You know what does not ring true to you. I do see confusion with your family, with yourself, you know.
Yes.
Your loved ones, you know, they may not, you know, like, really understand, like, your spiritual journey or anything, but you do, you know. And
yes.
You don't have to have your family's approval, you know, to have the beliefs and the choices that you have, okay?
Yes, yes.
You're going through this, hon, and you are on your path, and you're on the path that is aligned with your beliefs, and you're supposed to be there, okay?
Yes, yes.
And I see a lot for you, and it doesn't matter where you live. I do have your phone number. If I have your permission to give you a call back maybe tomorrow, we could talk further and open you up to some opportunities that you can do where you live, but yet still being able to get outside the community.
That would be wonderful. I've been praying for that, you know.
Well,
I really have.
And sometimes
that's
why people call in. Right. And once in a while, I take a number and, you know, our DC will, you know, ask about someone. And we can reach back out to them because they're meant to be connected. Right. There is I want to tell everybody this. There is not enough light workers. Okay? If every single person that walked the face of the earth was a light worker, that would be enough. But as we all know, not all people walk in a positive light. And
yep.
So anyone that we can talk to, that we can help move towards that path of walking into a positive light with the divine and the universal energy, and the DC and I both work with the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and
yes.
all of his angels and his masters. We don't eliminate anyone. We allow any pure energy that is positive to come in. And that is what we share. And that is one of our biggest purpose is to help share that light, shed that light, share that light around the world with everyone. And if you want to come on board as a light worker in this world, you know, if we can just give you two or three, you know, just a little while, conversation on the phone, directions for you to go to help you open up, I am more than willing to do that because this is our purpose. And
yes,
this is something we share with others.
Find a lot of people, too, that will help you. But Annette, I'm getting this is going to bring you so many blessings. Don't be afraid of, like, challenges that you encounter, like, along the way. Okay, you're very, very strong is what the angels are saying. And you really have to push, you know, beyond your comfort zone right now. Okay, and when you do, you're going to find that, you know, you're stronger than you think. You're going to have both peace and power. And you're going to be learning these new life lessons. And you're going to see that you're going to let go of all pain that you're holding on to. And it's going to help you to forgive your past, okay? So this is a beautiful journey, and it's leading to you. It's leading for you to have self-employment, okay?
Yes, yes.
I'm getting you're going to be your own boss. You have beautiful skills. You may at one point decide, you know, maybe I'm going to bring someone on board with me that may have, like, a little bit different skills. Just like Eileen and I, we give, like, a little bit different of a reading, but we complement each other. And, you know, just follow whatever it is that, you know, you're being called, you know, to do, whatever brings your heart joy. That's going to bring you closer to your life purpose, okay? And
yes.
Eileen and I, we focus on a purpose of serving others, and when we do that, the rest takes care of itself, hon, okay?
Thank you so much. This has been
God bless
just a blessing, a blessing. And definitely, Eileen, I definitely want that call.
All right. We'll give you a chat tomorrow then.
Okay,
you
great.
Have a good
Thank
night.
You.
And happy
Thank
later.
You. Thank
all
you,
right.
DC.
All right, talk to you on that. Well, I have so many people tonight that we were unable to get a hold, you know, get to. I've got, you know, the 740, the 269, the 940, 708, 917-856, 603. I have written down all of those numbers. You call in first. Oh, and the 603. All of those area codes, 609, 740. Please call in early next week, and I will try to bring your calls on first. So know that we, you know, we don't want to miss you. We really would love to deliver the readings. It's a gift for us to give them to you. And your angels are just dying. They did, well, they passed on. They are hammering us to be allowed to deliver the messages. So please call again in next week. We are past the end of our time. So I know the last little bit of our phone, our show tonight is actually not being recorded, but, you know, an hour and a half of it was. And we want to thank you all so much for coming. We love you so much. We are so thrilled that you're here with us. And we are amazed and so excited at the messages that come through us that are delivered to you, for you. And just know that we are conduits of love, light, and God's divine energy. DC, I want you to know how much I really love you. Your readings tonight were so beautiful. Thank you so much for being my co-host.
I enjoyed it, Eileen. And like I said, not only are you here for the people, I too, you know, I wholeheartedly embrace reaching out and connecting with others, helping them to explain, you know, what part of the journey they're on, what lies ahead. And, you know, we embrace, you know, the show, and we embrace helping each of you. So I, too, along with Eileen, am available to help you guys.
Yes. And know if you have any pressing questions or desires, you can get a hold of us on at Facebook. You can find me under Eileen Powers. You can find DC under DC Love. And if you want a full reading, you can always, go ahead and contract us to do a full reading for you. We're more than willing to do a full reading, which usually constitutes about 45 minutes of time to give you that reading, but that's okay. We're there for you, and we love you, and we would welcome you back next week. Thanks for coming to Angel Antics. I love you. Good night, TC.
I love you. Love you, Eileen. Good night, everyone.
Good night.